Like a stay of execution from her father's rhetoric, the pager in Rachel's handbag went off. Normally, the harsh electronic beeping was an unwelcome interruption, but at the moment, it sounded almost melodious. The senator glared indignantly at having been interrupted. Rachel fished the pager from her handbag and pressed a preset sequence of 5 buttons, confirming that she was indeed the person holding the pager. The beeping stopped and the LCD began blinking. In 15 seconds, she would receive a secure text message. Sneeden grinned at the senator. Your daughter is obviously a busy woman. It's refreshing to see you two still find time in your schedules to dine together. As I said, family comes first. Sneeden nodded, and then his gaze hardened. Might I ask, sir, how you and your daughter manage your conflicts of interest? Conflicts? Senator Sexton cocked his head with an innocent look of confusion. What conflicts do you mean? Rachel glanced up, grimacing at her father's act. She knew exactly where this was headed. Damn reporters, she thought. Half of them were on political payrolls. The reporter's question was what journalists called a grapefruit. A question that was supposed to look like a tough inquiry, but was in fact a scripted favor to the senator. A slow lob pitch that her father could line up and smash out of the park, clearing the air about a few things. Well, sir, the reporter coughed, feigning uneasiness over the question. The conflict is that your daughter works for your opponent. Senator Sexton exploded in laughter, diffusing the question instantly. Ralph, first of all, the president and I are not opponents. We are simply two patriots who have different ideas about how to run the country we love. The reporter beamed. He had his soundbite. And second? Second, my daughter is not employed by the president. She is employed by the intelligence community. She compiles intel reports and sends them to the White House. It's a fairly low-level position. He paused and looked at Rachel. In fact, dear, I'm not sure you've even met the president, have you? Rachel stared, her eyes smoldering. The beeper chirped, drawing Rachel's gaze to the incoming message on the LCD screen. RPRT, DIRNRO, STAT. She deciphered the shorthand instantly and frowned. The message was unexpected and most certainly bad news. At least she had her exit cue. Gentlemen, she said, it breaks my heart, but I have to go. I'm late for work. Miss Sexton, the reporter said quickly, before you go, I was wondering if you could comment on the rumors that you called this breakfast meeting to discuss the possibility of leaving your current post to work for your father's campaign. Rachel felt like someone had thrown hot coffee in her face. The question took her totally off guard. She looked at her father and sensed in his smirk that the question had been prepped. She wanted to climb across the table and stab him with a fork. The reporter shoved the recorder into her face. Miss Sexton? Rachel locked eyes with the reporter. Ralph, or whoever the hell you are, get this straight. I have no intention of abandoning my job to work for Senator Sexton. And if you print anything to the contrary, you'll need a shoehorn to get that recorder out of your ass. The reporter's eyes widened. He clicked off his recorder, hiding a grin. Thank you both. He disappeared. Rachel immediately regretted the outburst. She had inherited her father's temper, and she hated him for it. Smooth, Rachel. Very smooth. Her father glared disapprovingly. You'd do well to learn some poise. Rachel began collecting her things. This meeting is over. The senator was apparently done with her anyway. He pulled out his cell phone to make a call. Bye, sweetie. Stop by the office one of these days and say hello. And get married, for God's sake. You're 33 years old. 34, she snapped. Your secretary sent a card. He clucked ruefully. 34. Almost an old maid. You know, by the time I was 34, I'd already married Mom and screwed the neighbor? The words came out louder than Rachel had intended, her voice hanging naked in an ill-timed lull. Diners nearby glanced over. Senator Sexton's eyes flash froze, 2 ice crystals boring into her. You watch yourself, young lady. Rachel headed for the door. No, You watch yourself, Senator.